Reporting from Toronto, Ontario, this is Mia Johnson, your community journalist with CJTM 1280 AM at Met Radio. For International Overdose Awareness Day on Sunday, the Harm Reduction Advocacy Collective added the word "still" to the We Miss You art installation in Trinity Bellwoods. The collective says the word was added as a reminder that people continue to die from preventable overdoses and poisoning-related deaths. Marina Clausen with the collective told our station this is happening at an alarming rate.
We are losing in Ontario 7 people a day to the toxic drug crisis. So if you can imagine, like, that's every 2.5 hours in a day that we're losing people. And that's really striking that we're at that level of a public health crisis.
At the community vigil, people were encouraged to add their loved ones to the fence's memorial by writing their names on a piece of purple fabric. Purple ribbons are a symbol of solidarity for the movement. The fence is already covered with hundreds of purple ribbons from last year's installation, one for every life lost.
We're looking over at the tennis courts that have on the side of the fence woven into them with fabric the We Miss You, which is from our last year's installation in 2024 for International Overdose Awareness Day. And this year we decided to add the comma still. We miss you still because we are still in this toxic drug crisis. We are still losing people. We are still devastated. We are still grieving.
Amanda lost her 16-year-old daughter in September of 2023 after a drug poisoning-related incident. Her mom said she was just one subway stop away from home.
I keep fighting for her. I'm just at a loss for the lack of accountability. From our government, from the powers that be, you all know this, you know this. And I wait for someone to do something. And that is something that she would always say. Why isn't anyone doing anything?
Clausen says the province has let the community down over the last year, defunding critical services drug users need.
There's like an escalation in the basically attack on this community, this very vulnerable community that needs our care and our help.
After the shuttering of 9 supervised consumption sites in the spring, the Toronto Drop-In Network saw a spike in overdoses. Safe consumption sites operate on a harm reduction framework, so sites provide needle exchange programs, safe needle distribution programs, safe consumption spaces, and safe inhalation spaces. Since the closure of these sites, the network reported an over 280% increase in overdoses across its 10 locations. Officials are also cracking down on the public consumption of illegal substances in public spaces. This came after Bill 6 passed through the Ontario legislature in June. Here's why Clausen says that's been a particular problem for houseless folks using drugs.
When you have nowhere to go to safely use indoors, you don't have your living room to be able to like consume drugs within your own space. You don't have anywhere that you can like safely, like we do at the end of the day, maybe like have a bottle of wine. Like if you're drinking and using in public, you're exposed to criminalization. You're exposed to potential harms. You don't have the support that you need. And so that's why we see things more on the street. The homeless crisis rises. And those that use drugs have nowhere else to use.
Meanwhile, Ontario NDP, MPPs, and advocates are calling on the Doug Ford government to develop an emergency task force to address, quote, Ontario's overdose crisis, unquote. Dr. Robin Lennox, NDP, MPP for Hamilton Centre, spoke to reporters at Queen's Park on Thursday. She said communities have felt the absence of these services.
Individuals and families continue to struggle to access substance use treatment when they need it. We've seen a lack of investment in quality community-based treatment. We've seen escalating wait times for detox and residential treatment programs.
While on a municipal level, Councillor Chris Moisey says the City of Toronto has undertaken several actions to address the crisis. He says new initiatives like the Downtown Community Outreach Response and Engagement Team, or CORE, are connecting people to social supports and health services every day. Clausen responded to this. She says while it's important for municipal officials to be speaking up, she hasn't seen enough action on the city's part yet.
We haven't really seen a fight back from them, and we haven't really seen a response to fill the void when the Ontario government has shut these places down. So I'd like to see a lot more.
Brianna Olson Petawanaquit has lost 6 immediate family members to the crisis since 2020. She was at the vigil on Sunday. She's part of the Toronto Indigenous Harm Reduction Team and has been working as an organizer since she was 17 years old.
Everyone should have access to ceremony, and everyone should have access to healing and love. And that you don't have to be abstinent or sober to do any of those things.
Overdose Awareness Day is an international campaign that takes place around the world to remember those who have died and those who are still mourning. This has been Mia Johnson, your community journalist for CJTM 1280 AM at Met Radio. This episode wouldn't have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.